The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know about you, but hearing these words of the gospel can make me a little uncomfortable because we're not used to thinking of Jesus condemning or proclaiming woe to these different towns. And, you know, it reminds me, actually, a few weeks ago, I was speaking with a group of young adults, and one of the young women was talking about somebody, and I guess they weren't practicing their faith very well, and so she said, well, they're not really, really Catholic. And I said, well, you know, slow down, hold on. I think that might be, you know, a jump because we all have our failings. We all have things that we don't live up to the best of what our faith is asking of us. But I wouldn't go so far as to just kind of writing them off and saying they're not Catholics. They might hold some heretical points of view, or they might not practice their faith the way they should. But that doesn't mean that they're not Catholic, because looking at today's gospel and this, you know, this warning or this condemnation to a certain extent that Jesus is giving, I think it calls each one of us to look at our own interior and see how we're living. Because what is Christ actually doing here? He's talking to Chorazin, Bethsaida, these towns where he's been, these towns where he's doing ministry, and he's comparing them to towns that they themselves would condemn, where they would look at the, you know, the external practices there, and they would say, yeah, they're pagan or they're unholy. You know, he even brings up the example of Sodom, which for all of us is just in our vocabulary is kind of the epitome of evil and deprivation. But I think what Christ is telling them, you who have received more, who have, you know, that opportunity of growing in grace, what are you doing with that grace that's been given to you? And I think that that's the interesting question for each one of us today. It's not so much about looking at others in order to condemn them, but it's about growing in our own intimate relationship with Christ and asking him, Lord, how am I living up to the grace that you have given to me? And surely we'll all discover areas in our life that leave room for improvement, where we can see that we have not fully allowed the light of Christ to illuminate and to give us, you know, better criteria, better judgment, but then especially when our own behaviors don't live up to the ideals that we profess. So today during this Mass, I would invite you to reflect on this and to ask our Lord for the grace. Lord, help me, at least today, to be more faithful to the grace you give me in my life.